The rain, it fell in torrents, and the lightning flashed so bright. The moon and stars above me could not their light reveal. Dark clouds so gloomy, their welcome light concealed. The post brought me a letter I hastened to propose. 'Twas written by a friend of mine. It bore me startling news of once I knew a fine young man, as e'er you wish to see. All in an instant he was hurled into eternity. While him and his companions where the waters they do roar, were breaking in a landing on the Andrew's Grogan shore. They were the face of one of them, from the bottom to the top, till 30 feet this landing had a perpendicular drop. To work the face much longer, 'twould be a foolish part. When a gear so slight, you see it might that lofty landing start. When all the crew decided that one of them should go to roll a log from off the top to start the logs below. This young man, he among them, with a heart so stout and brave, not thinking that before night he'd jowl straightened for his grave, not thinking that the almighty hand was soon to lay him low, to leave the ones he loved so dear in sorrow, grief, and woe. Oh, a log he quickly canted the landing creek below, until it fell onto the verge, it would no further go. Then this young man, he approached the verge of landing high, while all the crew with pale cheeks and trembling limbs stood by. Up went the shout of warning to warn him of his fate, and for an instant he did pause, he seemed to hesitate. He rolled along about halfway off, when the landing broke like glass, and quick as thought he disappeared into that rolling bed. The logs they quickly canted from off his mangled form. The birds were sweetly singing and the sun shone bright and warm. Strong men knelt down beside him, their grief could not command. On hidden tears that fell like rain and rolled into the sand. His comrades bore him gently and laid him on the green, beneath a spreading spruce that stood beside the burbling stream. The burbling, sparkling water fled o'er her rocky bed, It seemed to sweetly, softly say, farewell unto the dead. This young man, he was buried by the order of K.C. A funeral more attended you would very seldom see. The church and yard was crowded by people young and old, once more to view that face so fair, now forever pale and cold. His mother, she died early when he was but a child. They laid her down to slumber near that forest fair and wild. A sister and a brother now sleeping by her side in the village churchyard near that river's dancing tide. His poor old aged father, he's stricken now with grief. The joys of earthly pleasure cannot bring him no relief. His untold gold and silver, procession wealth in store, sunny skies or music sweet, cannot the dead restore. The blackbird and the swallow, the sunshine and the rain, the robin and the thrushes in the springtime come again. The songbird and the sparrow in foreign lands may soar, but loved ones in death asleep will come again no more. Come all ye friend and kindred, pray for him who's dead and gone, to a better home in heaven, far away beyond the sun. Of him you'll love most dearly, you'll never again see more, until you cross Death Valley to that great eternal shore.
Fine. Wonderful.